Our story begins in the master bedroom of Larissa's penthouse. Andrew tries to chase after Connie, but Larissa stops him.
If you go, then I'll be blue, 'cause breaking up is hard to do.
Hold it right there, Andrew, darling. You're not going anywhere.
Don't Andrew, darling, me. And how the hell did you get out of jail anyway?
I'm out, Andrew. Free as a bird. And I'm back home. In my home. And it's time for you to get out.
You can't kick me out.
Let me go put Addison down in his crib, and I'll be back.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I have to go find Connie.
Now, who the hell was that woman you were fornicating with in my bed?
None of your business. Have you ever heard of knocking?
Knocking? On my own door? To my own room?
Yeah, it's called common courtesy. Or didn't they teach you that in prison while you were making license plates?
I'm about to teach you a few lessons, you no good cheat. I gave you a roof over your head when you had nowhere else to go out of the goodness of my heart. And look how you repay me.
Oh, please, it wasn't out of the goodness of your heart. Do you even have a heart? Alex had to blackmail you into letting me live here because she was taking care of Lucas.
Well, the deal's off. Lucas can come live with me, and you can go live with Alexandra.
I can't live with her.
Fine. I don't care where you live. As long as you're out of my face and out of my sight. But I guess I should thank you, though.
Oh, thank me for what?
For bringing your mistress here. This little sescapade of yours is going to cost you dearly, Andrew. You're not going to get a dime from me in the divorce. Not one red cent.
Like hell I won't. I deserve combat pay for living with a knife-wielding psycho bitch like you.
Oh, funny you should mention that. I saw a nice steak knife downstairs on my way up. Maybe you should think about that before you start hurling insults at me.
Oh, don't you threaten me.
I don't need to threaten you with anything but the truth. When I'm done with you, you'll be out on the streets begging for change.
But what about the baby?
What about him? It's obvious you're way too busy for this child, and he's better off not having a man like you in his life.
Oh, but he does. Someone has to tell him about Mama's prison stripes.
Get out of here, Andrew. You can leave now, out of the front door or out of this bedroom window. Take your pick.
Fine, I'll go, but it's not over, Larissa. You're going to have to pay for all the heartache you caused me.
Yes, you keep telling yourself that, Andrew. Keep dreaming of green, but it ain't happening.
At GM Productions, Hannah walks into Mac's office where he's talking with Charlie.
Hey there. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Cupcake, you're never interrupting. What's up?
I just got back from my doctor's appointment at Westside. You'll never guess who I ran into there.
I hope it wasn't that Evelyn Shoemaker.
No, she's locked up in the psych ward, thank God. It was Gretchen.
Oh, now that must have been a pretty sight. What was she doing there?
She told me her sister was in the hospital. Did she have any other sisters besides Marilyn, Blake's ex?
No, Marilyn's the only one that I know of. Unless there's some mysterious long-lost sister that I never heard of, it must be Marilyn. What did she say was wrong with her?
She didn't say.
Oh, goodness. You know, I'm really sorry, Big Mac. I gotta cut this meeting short. I need to find out what's going on.
Does that guy ever slow down?
Nope.
In his apartment, Rex is talking with Agnes.
Mom, you sound perfect. When did this happen?
Before Christmas.
Before Christmas? I don't understand. Why are you just telling me now?
Rex, I was still having a hard time getting some words out, so I decided to wait until I knew it was going to last.
Mom, this is wonderful news. And what about the paralysis? Has there been any improvement?
Some. The physical therapist says I'm making progress with that, too.
That's great. We'll have to call Ellie and tell her.
Ellie already knows, Rex.
You told Ellie?
Yes, and now I'm telling you.
Well, all I care about is that you're healthy and getting better.
You're a good son, Rex.
Mom, since you're able to talk, there's something that I want to tell you about, too.
What is it?
It's about Perry.
Rex, no, I don't want to talk about that.
Mom, I think you've suspected for a while that Perry and I have become close, and you were right. Perry and I are together in a relationship.
Oh, Rex, no.
I love him, Mom. I know this isn't what you envisioned for me, but I've never met anyone who makes me so happy.
Rex, there are so many wonderful single women out there. I know you could find the right woman for you if you tried.
Mom, I did try, but that's not who I am. I'm gay, Mom.
At the rec center, Chuck is talking with Zoe at the front desk.
I get the feeling that you are not interested in the rec center, have other motives. What exactly are you looking for?
You don't recognize me, do you?
What do you mean?
There's nothing about me that seems the least bit familiar to you, Chuck.
Well, you've come in here before. Am I supposed to know what you're talking about?
Yes, you are. But obviously you don't.
Do you want to give me a clue here?
Think back 18 years. The fall of 1987.
Okay, I was in college at Virginia Tech then.
And were you dating anyone?
I was dating a lot of someone. I was an 18-year-old kid.
And there was no one special in your life at all?
I had a girlfriend in high school, but we broke it off not long after I started my freshman year.
And why did you break up?
Why are you asking me so many questions? Why can't you just tell me what you're talking about?
Zelda Jessup. Does that ring any bells?
Zelda? She was my girlfriend. What about her?
Look at me, Chuck. Do you know who I am? Think back. I had weird glasses and my hair was long and darker. But isn't there anything you can remember about me?
Zoe Jessup. Oh my God. Zelda's little sister. What are you doing here in New York?
I guess we both found a reason to come here, huh?
Wait a minute. Did you come here to find me? Is that why you stopped by here? It wasn't just a random incident?
When I saw your picture in the paper, I knew that it was you. And I knew what you had done. And now it's been confirmed for me.
What I've done? What are you talking about?
You're raising Zelda's daughter. Dara is my niece.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.